Welcome to the Wisconsin Music Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, music enthusiasts and podcast listeners, welcome to a sonic journey like no other on the Wisconsin Music Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Fell, and we're here to amplify Wisconsin music. In this episode, we're diving into the eclectic and electrifying world of Nuke Plant Chickens, a band hailing from the charming town of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Comprising a remarkable ensemble of talent, Nuke Plant Chicken weaves a mesmerizing tapestry of sound, leaving no genre untouched. Get ready to immerse yourself in the music of Nuke Plant Chickens, where every note is an adventure, every rhythm is a heartbeat. Join us in exploring the sonic landscapes crafted by this extraordinary band as we unravel their musical journey in this special podcast episode on the Wisconsin Music Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast.
Thank you.
So, why don't we get a quick synopsis of each one of your music origin story? How did you get started?
I'm Jeff. I'm the singer. And I started taking piano lessons when I was 7. And I'm 23 now, so that's 16 years ago. And yeah, I can't remember why I started doing piano lessons, but yeah.
Okay.
I really liked Guitar Hero as a 12-year-old. So.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Ethan. I'm a guitar player. So glad.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really liked playing Guitar Hero, and that stuff is like the first stuff I learned. So that's a origin story there.
Cool.
My name's Chloe. I started on bass in middle school. Actually, my dad convinced me to play. He would show me Talking Heads footage and Tina Weymouth and like. Basically played like Fort Snakedo, which I'm happy about it. But I started on bass, and then I started guitar after bass, and that would have been also middle school. And then recently, you know, got into like drums and all of that. But like I play guitar in this group, obviously. But yeah, I've just been playing forever since middle school, but my dad wanted me to.
Cool. Very cool.
I'm Max. I play the drums and for my 4th birthday, I got a drum set. I don't know why. I didn't ask for it. But yeah, I've been playing ever since.
I'm so happy about
it's
that.
It's never stopped, yeah.
Cameron. Sorry, 8th to 4th or 5th grade. And I played trumpet for Mrs. Ripley in the KUSD. KUSD school.
Shout out to Miss Ripley.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Ripley.
Hi.
You all basically started at a young age and grew through music and decided on the instruments you're playing in this group. So with what is kind of like your philosophy as a group? What's your goals and you know what makes you guys become this group of musicians and going out on stage and playing these types of songs that you play?
Well, I'll say whatever sounds good. Whatever sound good sounds good, get it to sound better. I don't know. At least that's my philosophy.
I think we just, all love you.
Just have fun.
Goof around, you know, do whatever feels right, I guess.
A lot of goofing around on stage.
Yes, a lot.
We're not very professional.
No, which is what's good about it, which is why, I mean, that's why I'm in it. Because you know what I mean? If I'm being real. It's
if we were going anywhere, Chloe would not
no.
be here.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, just enjoy it. You know, it's not just not taking things too serious and, you know, that whole thing. Because it's not that serious.
Make sure everyone is friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like these guys, they're all my brothers. And I love them so much.
That's my name.
As far as philosophies, we actually have on the wall a list though that I wrote a few years ago called the Jam Commandments, and the number one rule, the most important rule of the Jam Commandments, no assholes. So that's maybe the philosophy.
Gotcha. Excellent. So what kind of groups out there would you say inspire what you guys do?
Well, I mean, the biggest one.
I'd say the one collective is King Gizzard
and
the Lizard Wizard.
Okay. And why that's is funny. That? Why is that?
Have you heard them, brother?
Come on.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's listeners out there that haven't, so probably helps them kind of grab an idea of what you're about.
They've done it all, and they'll continue to do more. That's what keeps me.
They're not limited to one genre.
The variety. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many albums they release, they'll all be good.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's good that, you know, to have that kind of inspiration in your life, to be able to have something that you can kind of follow and go, these are the kind of people that we like to, you know, follow in their footsteps, basically, right?
And always, like, individual people, we all have different things.
Yeah, I mean, I will
which is
say,
why it's hard to find collective.
Yeah, like, I'm not into, like, Inga's, like, all of these guys are. I will say, I'm not a nerd. I have a much more, I mean, not that King Gibbs,
we're all into OC.
Yeah, we do like OC.
OCs are great.
OC's fantastic.
Ween too.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Black Sabbath, but that's like another
Pink Floyd. All really like
Dice Fits, even though that's
like Dice Fits
in a different realm. They're like my favorite band of all time. Dice Fits. Everyone was like
Them Crooked Vultures,
yeah.
Awesome. So it's an eclectic collection of individuals plus what you all are together enjoying at the same time, which is what creates the difference of what you are from other type of bands out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you guys decide to have horn players in your shows as well?
We knew them. They were our friends. Maddie was the first, and she was just a friend of mine from a long time ago. I met her through a band that I used to be in, and she just kind of stuck around and jammed with us. And
yeah. And excellent. when she was out of town, we had a couple more shows, so we asked Finn to play in her stead.
Who's basically family.
Yeah,
with us.
Yeah,
like literally.
Yeah.
So when you guys do a live show, are they with you all the time or just for special shows?
When they can.
Whenever they can. Yeah.
Whenever they can. Okay, cool. How long have you guys been together as a group?
As the five piece with everybody in here right now, since February?
Yeah.
March?
It would have been after the
live stream. Yeah.
There's like other stuff that goes way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the last to join and I...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't you give the listeners like a little bit of the history of how this group grew and became what it is today?
Our very first show.
Well, we got to go back to the jam.
Yeah, the
first of jam.
Yeah, oh yeah, the COVID jams.
That's where it started. Was COVID?
Okay.
It was a pandemic, and we were all bored. And the old band that I was in, I got kicked out of because I'm a bad guy, and. I needed a new band, and we also can't forget that Max, Ethan, and Cameron were in a band together,
okay.
a metal band starting in 2020.
Yeah.
2021.
2020. Okay. Well, me, Cam, and Jeff are all blood related, so that's how far the back of that goes. And the first like glimpse of the new Plant Chickens, I guess you could say, was my Max's first band. It was called Floodplain. And we started playing together in like November of 2019.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, COVID hit and we got bored and started jamming with a bunch of other people. So I don't know.
Yeah. We kind of just grabbed like anyone we could and brought them in the basement.
Played for hours.
I mean, I think how big was the biggest one?
The biggest jam that we were, I don't know if you were at the biggest jam, but
I think it was the one, it was David Logan.
That one was pretty big, but we had another one out. We had these jams of like, the most was probably like 13 or 14 people in the room, and like at like many, many guitars, sometimes two drum kits.
Yeah.
And I think one time we had two basses hooked up and everybody else was like either playing wind instruments or like
rapping
or vocals. Yeah, And we would just,
I mean, we would go from like 7 p.m. to mid.
Yeah.
Let's play.
And then this is just, the people in the band are just the people that remained from those jams.
Gotcha.
That just wanted to keep playing because everybody else kind of has a life or moved on.
Right. Okay. So this is what kind of glued you guys together was this jam, and you guys met each other. I mean, you said three of you are blood related, but then you guys kind of became friends and kind of created this group that you are. So where did the name come from?
It's a simple story that I could draw out a lot, but basically I worked at a beach, the Illinois State Beach in Zion, which is just down the road from Kenosha. And my boss was a very nice man, very funny guy, but he was not the most educated man.
Okay.
And there at the beach, there were some sandhill cranes that were, you know, they hung around the water.
Right.
And he didn't know they were sandhill cranes, though, because he didn't know anything about birds. And right next to the beach as well, weird detail, but it's true. Right next to the beach is a defunct nuclear power plant. Anyways, all these elements coming together. On my first day of work at the beach, my boss pointed to some sandhill cranes. And he said, guests and visitors ask me all the time what those birds are called, but I don't know what they're called. So I tell them that they are chickens who wandered too close to the nuke plant. And the light bulb just went off.
There you go. There you go. Awesome.
Producers and beat makers of Milwaukee, it is time for the 2024 Big Beat MKE Beat Battle Tournament, taking place at the Jackalope Lounge at the Wicked Hop in Milwaukee's Third Ward on Thursday nights between April 25th and June 13th. Producers are going to go head-to-head in 3 1-minute rounds to determine who is going to move on to the next round of the tournament with some amazing prizes from some great sponsors. Don't forget that you can submit your beats today at breakingandentering.net through March 31st.
So when you guys perform out live, what's the reaction from the audience?
Most of them are friends so far. So it's people who even if we played, I hope we play good, but people who, if we played bad, they still, it's great job. We haven't, I mean, at least not me. I haven't gotten a lot of people coming up to me. They're just in Nirvana.
Yeah.
I saw some people at the last show, some like strangers who were people I didn't know who were filming. That feels nice. Oh, okay. Like a stranger who doesn't know us wants to look back at us later.
Oh, people want us to play Rooster.
Every single time. Every single time.
Drunk people want us to play Rooster. That's a good reaction.
I feel like we spark a lot of curiosity. People don't really know what's going to go on.
Oh,
what's going to happen. What we're going to do.
Right. So are you guys like mostly covers, or do you add some originals in there on top of it?
We're actually like all
original. It's like all original.
We do almost no covers.
We played a 3-hour set. And played
To fill
three,
time.
Three covers.
There's like 26 some songs.
Okay. So where do you guys usually perform? Where is like your home base? I mean, you say you're in Kenosha, but like, is there a certain place that you play that you would call home, or is you guys kind of spread it all over?
Maybe Rustic Road, definitely. And the Kenosha Creative Space.
Okay.
Two places, definitely.
One's a bar, one's just like a community center, and they're on the same block, and they're right next to each other.
Yeah, so downtown Kenosha, basically. Yeah.
Okay. And you guys, so you're not really taking this super serious, so what are kind of like some of your main goals with this group over the next maybe 3 to 4 years?
Records? Yeah, a couple records, probably.
I mean, I personally just want to be able to play out in more than just downtown. I mean, and like thinking to like different live stuff for like like our first show of the summer that we played at Creative Space. That was one of the best like like times I've ever fucking in. Yeah, it was just so fun, and it because there was so many people our age.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
very and people that like maybe like all of us collectively didn't know, and it was just it was really fun. And it was packed, and it was so great. I just want to play more shows like that.
But get out of the city, too.
I mean,
Milwaukee, Chicago.
Yeah, I would really eventually, yeah, of course. But, you know, this is like, to be able to play that kind of stuff in Kenosha would be really, and I know that's asking a lot. That would be really fun.
So Wisconsin being mainly a cover band, that's usually what you're going to see mostly in Wisconsin bars and everything like that. You guys being mostly original, do you find it hard to get gigs, or is it pretty decent to find gigs for an all original band like yourselves?
It's not hard to get gigs because we're not a cover band.
It was pretty hard at first.
It's hard getting your foot in the door with some of these because, you know, they're busy. They don't have time sometimes. It's just, it's hard because, especially in venues in Chicago and like Milwaukee where they haven't heard you, they won't take you into consideration unless you played gigs in the area before.
You kind of got to be there.
Yeah, you got to be active in the scene. That's kind of what's hardest about it.
How is it that to get in the scene if you can't get into the scene, right?
Yeah.
So do you find that like it's not hard anymore really to get gigs? Why is that? Is it because you have now played so many shows, or what's kind of like the secret for you?
Yeah, you play shows, make connections.
Yeah, and we always make friends.
Also, go and see these venues in person because that will help a lot.
People talk, bar owners talk, they talk among each other. I feel like that's a great way to spread.
Yeah, absolutely. Networking and making sure that you're not, like you said earlier, bylaws, not to be an asshole, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so be kind, you know, be helpful, be, you know, be positive. So the local scene for you guys, it seems to be a positive experience. Is there anything in the local scene of your area that you would wish was stronger?
Sometimes people get egos. I wish it wasn't that strong, but I wish like people would build more bills together, you know?
There was a lot of gatekeeping in the scene before.
Yeah. That's kind of coming down a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, like I had said, people taking it too seriously. And I mean, I don't mean like having boundaries within groups and like, oh, and, you know, planning out and things like that, because that's whatever. But I mean, taking things too serious and like professionalism are like two different things in mind. You know, like you can be a professional and not be like an asshole.
Right. Exactly.
Which is the problem that majority of people here have because whatever. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Now, earlier you kind of talked about hopefully making some recordings. Have you done any of that yet?
Yeah, we got a record.
Yeah.
We have 4 finished singles out there. So take them through the journey of the start, the process, and getting those out there to them.
Actually, this just came up in my year ago today from Snapchat. We started recording.
Really?
Yeah. Like the other day. What is it, the 21st today?
Yep.
So the 19th, so 2 days ago, we started recording. That's just like we started recording because I finally got Ableton on my computer.
Okay.
And we just, I mean, we picked what songs we had, I think.
It wasn't what ones we had. It was you know, what we wondered, what we thought would be good for.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, where the songs mostly come from me, and Ethan writes some of them. Mm-hmm. But I think of the 4, they're mostly like old. I like wrote them a couple of years ago when I was in the other band, and then they never wanted to play them.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how we picked the 4 singles.
It's the one.
Are they the ones that just got finished? Yeah.
Okay, so the first 4 that got finished. Now, you had mentioned that you just got Ableton about a year ago on your computer, so I'm understanding that this is a DIY project.
Yeah.
So kind of, was this like done in like a living room? Did you do it separate places? Kind of like, how did the whole thing come together for the recording? Where was it done? Yeah,
just my basement, and it's just like learning as I let go.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you've learned over time when you were recording?
If you have to EQ too much, then you need to re-record it. Buy guitar plugins if you don't know how to mic an amp. And don't be afraid to spend money on equipment.
Good.
It's a good investment.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of stuff listed for better recording.
Yeah. So did you like put blankets up or anything around the room, or was it like sound bouncing off cylinder blocks or whatever your walls are made out of?
It's mostly just, it's about as raw and real as you can get it. I mean, we mic up each of the drums, but there's no, like, for the most part, there's no, like, sound cancellation.
Okay.
Because a lot of that reverb gets filtered out through these mics anyway, because they're condensers, which is really nice.
Yep. Cool. And now you guys got four songs finished. You released them. Let's talk a little bit about each one of those songs and maybe pick a few that you would like the listeners to hear on the podcast.
I'd go for the first one. I'd go for Police State. The first one we released is called Police State Disco, which is
not a disco, but
it's the only one that has Maddie fully on it, like a solo, like a feature.
The saxophone.
Right. And it's amazing.
And is there a certain story behind the song, or is it just you want the listeners to make their own decision about what it's about?
Yeah, I like that. I like let them decide what it's about.
Down the world, we're gonna hell. You won't go, you lead the pills. You're gonna buy your ass in Crisco. Send it down the line,
What would be another song that you would like them to hear on the podcast?
There's one for each people. Those who like upbeat stuff, there's one called Party Wazzo. And those who like stoner metal, there's one called Waylon 3. And the other people, for the other people who like Guns N' Roses ripoffs, there's one also for you.
Cool. Very cool. So of those four, do you want me to put all four on there, or do you want me to put two or three on the podcast for them to hear?
That's up to you.
Why not?
Okay. So yeah. After they hear this and they want to hear it again and not listen to the podcast again, they want to actually just listen to the songs in row. Obviously, you guys are probably on most streaming sites. Do you guys also have a Bandcamp site, or are you not on that yet?
No, we're not.
No, we did not.
Okay. I would say Spotify, and are you on, whether it's Reverb Nation, I think you guys are on as well. Where else could they go and hear your music online?
YouTube,
anywhere you can kind of think of.
We have some live recordings on YouTube.
Okay, that's on your YouTube site. Okay, cool.
To watch the first show, we have the first episode. We don't have. Never mind.
We have the most recent. No, not the most. Not the most recent show, but we have Oktoberfest in Bloomington.
Yeah, the only full show we have is when we played at a place called Moose Lodge in Kenosha. It was an event called Blue Bands.
Yeah, it was a charity event, but yeah.
Excellent. As we're coming down to the end of this, when do you think your next single is going to be released? Or are you going to do like multi-song EP release?
So the goal is, because we've got a couple more shows coming up, and the big plan is, because it's such a pain in the ass to set up all this recording and then tear down for shows. It's such a hassle. So our plan is to play the shows, and then for the winter, because we don't have any booked, then to record during the winter so that we can get the same sound, same sonics, same everything, like kind of like a regular like recording process for an album.
Cool. Very cool.
But we don't have one in the pipes.
We do.
Which one is it?
I have a one-tone drum. Yeah. So that one's finished and ready.
That's basically what I'm thinking.
So
very soon, maybe.
So soon, yeah.
So if you guys let me know when that might happen, we could probably coordinate where this episode comes out around the same time that single comes out to kind of help you promote that. Yeah. So yeah, just shoot me an email when you think that's going to happen, and then we'll try to get this all together at the same time. For the last question I have for you guys, is there any gigs that you have been at that made a major impression on you, either as the performer or as an audience member watching someone perform?
Are you talking like local scene shows or just like
overall, just experience? Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm a big fan of, like, even though I hate this word, like punk rock shit.
Okay.
Kind of funny that I'm in this band. Something that kind of stick out like slip off. But
because you're a girl, not
because no, right. We're so right. I've gone to so many shows like that, and that's where I just love that environment of like just people playing their little hearts out. That's just so cute. And I love it so much. And I just like loud. I've gone to so many shows with my dad. We've seen a band called The Circle Jerks.
Okay.
One of my favorite bands of all time. I've seen them twice. And the way that they play and their entire philosophy is like what I want to do. It's awesome. I just love it so much. They just never grew up. And they're like an 80s punk band.
Right. Cool. Anybody else?
I mean, me and you went to go see King Diz over the summer.
Yeah.
Man. Like, it's just go the whole time. It's just, their stage presence is just unmatched. The sound quality was amazing.
I will say, though, we saw them in June in Chicago, and that was great, and they put out a lot of music. But I saw them in 2019, and I didn't have any fucking clue who they were. And I had listened to one album called Fishing for Fishies.
but I barely knew who they were. I didn't know anything about them. And that was better. I like that. I like that one better.
And you saw
that was my first.
You saw them on the Rat's Nest tour. Mm-hmm. Right?
I saw them a week after they released Infest the Rat's Nest, though I had not heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It had just come out and they were finally starting to play it.
Cool.
That's mine. You?
I mean, I would say for a show that we played, for me and you at least, I would say that first creative
that was
show
so
we
fun.
Did with Blood Plane.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're talking about
that. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think that made a big impact.
My bad.
That had a big impact on you too. It's just the performing live. It's the rush you get from playing that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw the OCs live. I've seen them twice now. And again, just like the go, 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 just balls to the walls for 2 hours. And there's, again, stage presence, lights, sound quality. And I'm a big Polyphia fan.
Okay.
And I went to go see them Wednesday in Milwaukee and then Thursday in Chicago. But just the amount of musicianship and the amount of talent in that band, it really inspires me. And the community, too. It inspires me to be a better person.
Excellent. What's the last thing that you want the listeners to know about, like your social media? Where can they find you and things of that nature?
Find us Instagram, Spotify. Those are the main two that we're on. And
give our songs a listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can really ask.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the Wisconsin Music Podcast. It was cool to hear about how you guys started, what you're working on, and your future stuff. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
This was fun, man.
Cool. Well, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Wisconsin Music Podcast. Once again, I'm Zach Fell, your host and creator of the Wisconsin Music Podcast, where I love to amplify the great sounds coming out of the Wisconsin state. We have great talent here, great support, great listeners. Thanks to Fox City's Indie Radio for syndicating this on Thursdays and Sundays, along with their other great programming. So make sure you check out the Fox City's Indie Radio. And thanks to this week's guests, Nuke Plant Chickens, for being on the show. Check out their music on streaming and on Reverb Nation. And check out their gig coming up this Friday at McAuliffe's in Racine, Wisconsin. If you'd like to be on the show, just go to wisconsinmusicpodcast.com, fill out the guest request form up at the top, ask for your email and your name, and then I'll send you an auto email asking you for more information. If you are enjoying these episodes, please consider donating to the Wisconsin Music Podcast. Donations help pay for the website and putting the podcast up on streaming services, and also getting our name out there to all Wisconsinites and others that are interested in our great music here in Wisconsin. Donations are secured through PayPal and Stripe. All you have to do is go to the website and click on Donate to WMP. You can also head over to our Instagram and Facebook pages and like us there. Leave some comments. Also go to the podcast review section of your podcast player and leave a 5-star review. It would be great. You can also head over to YouTube and watch the interviews and leave comments there as well. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.